Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So let's start with the number of ASX resource stocks that traded today. There were 530. With a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's up ever so slightly from 528 yesterday. Volumes jumped today to 1.85 billion, and that's up from 1.48 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average has increased to 3.49 million, and that's up from 2.8 million yesterday. So volumes jumped significantly there. The average percentage gain is 3.86%, and that's up significantly from 1.61% yesterday. But having said that, I've noticed, as we'll see further on in the podcast, that there's a stock that's had a 1,000% gain today. So that would definitely have an effect on the average percentage gain. As far as the number of stocks that traded with gains, no gain and losses, so there were 530 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. Of that, 263 had gains, and that's up significantly from 211 yesterday. So that's a very good stat there. There are 131 with no gain. That's down slightly from 139 with no gains yesterday. And there are 136 with a loss. And that's down significantly from 178 with a loss yesterday. So stats across the board are very good today and indicating a strong market. So let's continue the good news, the positive news, and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. And they were at number one, Mount Burgess Mining. That's ASX code NTB. And are you sitting down, listeners? It had a percentage gain of 1,000% today. So that's a 10 bagger in one day. It went from 0.02 of a cent up to 2.2 cents as of close today. So a huge congrats to holders and everyone involved with MTV. That's a huge huge gains in activity for the day. At number two, we have ActiveX Limited. ASX code AIV, and it had a percentage gain of 50% today. At number three, we have Stone Resources Australia, ASX code SHK, and it had a percentage gain of 45.45% today. At number four, we have Berkeley Energy Limited, ASX code BKY, and it had a percentage gain of 35.71% today. And rounding off at equal number five today, Arrearden Limited, ASX code ADV, and also Icon Energy Limited, ASX code ICN, both had percentage gain of 28.57% for today and finished off at equal five. So again, congrats to all holders of the top five best performing stocks today, well, six. Some huge activity and gains there. So congrats to all. Let's now move on to the commodities and which performed well today. For a number of days now, we've had gold, oil and gas, both performing well today. Also along with copper, lead, zinc and silver, all performing well today. As far as the highest traded stock today, it was Mount Burgess Mining, which was also the number one best performing ASX resource stock today. But it was the highest traded stock today with 33% of the company being traded. So lots of activity and huge gains there with Mount Burgess Mining, ASX code NTB. And as far as project locations or areas, Lachlan Fole Belt was the best performing project location today, which is predominantly located in New South Wales, but also Queensland and Victoria. and that's predominantly a gold, copper and silver area as far as commodities. All right, let's look at the top 20 percentage of staff admin versus project spend, and this is for the last 12 months of spend. So it's sitting at a high 65%. That's way too high. Therefore, that what that's reflecting is of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, 65% on average has been spent on staff admin, leaving a low 35% on projects. So we definitely need that to improve. Hence, what that reflects is a lot of the top 20 aren't spending enough on projects at the moment, or there could be legitimate reasons as to why that is, but certainly be looking at those top 20 companies. All right, let's move on to the ERP statistics for today. There are 139 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution, and that's down slightly from 145 yesterday. The average percentage gain is 2.04%, and that's up significantly from 0.59% yesterday. Volume is also jumped up today to 494 million, and that's up significantly from 377 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, only one of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's now conclude today's podcast with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock, which was Mount Burgess Mining, ASX code NTB. And we'll start with the project spend and staff admin. So in the last 12 months, very little, if any, have been spent on projects. It's around $9,000. And as far as money spent on staff admin, just under $200,000 has been spent on staff admin. So over the last 12 months, that equates to 96% of money available has been spent on staff admin, leaving a very low 4% spent on projects. But again, there can be legitimate reasons for that. So that would be questions we'll be putting back to the company. Let's look at their projects. Their project is based in Africa, in Botswana, and predominantly looking at zinc, lead and vanadium. And as I've already mentioned, what they've sort of spent and that over the last 12 months. As far as money in the bank, as of the current quarter, they have very little money in the bank, and that's excluding any current or up and coming capital raise. Let's look at the market cap. After today, it's up to 13.1 million. The share price started at 0.03 cents at the beginning of the year. As of close of trade today, it's now a 10 bagger or close to 10 bagger at 2.2 cents. And there are 598 million plus shares on offer. And as far as the shareholding is concerned with the directors and the top 20 shareholders, collectively they own in excess of 65% of the company. So that's an extremely loyal and high percentage top 20 with the shareholders and directors. So that concludes our MacCorp Daily Podcast for Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2020. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we hope you have a good evening. Enjoy your night. Good night.